For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus in the St. Louis area set another new record Sunday, even as the most recent statewide hospitalization numbers declined slightly. The St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force says the 7-day average of new patients in the area increased by 13 to 897 yesterday to set a record for the third day in a row. This data includes patients from BJC Healthcare, Mercy, SSM Health, and St. Luke's hospital facilities in the St. Louis area. Statewide, the number of hospitalizations dropped from 2,813 to 2,654 on Thursday, which was the most recent data available. A historic black church in Holt Summit has been vandalized, leaving its congregation reeling and authorities looking to find who did it. The Callaway County Sheriff's Office says in a Facebook post that the acts committed at the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church in Holt Summit are, quote, despicable and quite offensive. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports deputies responded to the property at 1:32 a.m. Thursday following an alarm call. They discovered that both the historic church building and a newer one completed in the early 2000s had been struck by vandals. The Missouri Senate is set to meet this week to consider a $1.3 billion COVID-19 spending bill. The Columbia Missourian reports the Senate Appropriations Committee is set to meet tomorrow and the full Senate will meet Wednesday. The Senate is meeting as the special session called by Governor Mike Parson resumes following a delay caused by an outbreak of COVID-19 cases among Senate Republicans and staff. While opponents of the liability protection bill have argued that that aspect should wait until the regular session in January, Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden says nothing is off the table. The Missouri House passed a spending bill on November 10th that would allow more than $750 million in CARES Act funding to be spent. The spending bill passed in the House would also provide almost $19 million in funding for local agencies to prevent homelessness and $96 million in child support payments. The CARES Act funding must be spent by December 30th. Small rural hospitals in Kansas and Missouri are increasingly spending hours searching for facilities they can transfer patients to because they're struggling to cope with the surge in COVID-19 cases. As the region's hospitals fill up with COVID-19 patients, smaller hospitals like the one in Holton, Kansas, are finding it difficult to treat patients who don't have the disease but still need care. The CEO of the hospital in Holton says she worries about emergencies like heart attacks because her hospital's capacity is stretched thin by coronavirus patients. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.